And a group of its students is continuing the hunger strike they began at the university yesterday. Students are upset about a lack of accommodation, registration fees they can't afford, and financial exclusion in general from the university. SRC President Sisanda Aluta Mbolekwa is on the line to us. Sisanda, good afternoon to you. Can you confirm the hunger strike is still continuing?
Thank you for having me. Please repeat your question.
I'm just wondering, is the hunger strike still on?
Yes, it is still on. It's at the end of the still on a hunger strike. The only thing we're having is water, as followed yesterday.
All right. How many students are involved at this stage, Sisanda?
The SRC has a total of 18 members, but there are also some students who are in solidarity with us, about 50 to 100.
Wow, that's quite a large number. Tell me, why have they embarked on this type of protest?
So we embarked on this type of protest because there was a need to reimagine demonstrations on our campuses. So it can't be that year in and year out we are victimized by private security who threaten us, who intimidate us on campus, beat us up. We can't have another year where when we want to demonstrate and exercise our right to protest, we are met with stun grenades, rubber bullets and tear gas from police on our campuses. So we're saying we're against the militarization of campuses and in this form of protesting in a peaceful manner. Not that this peaceful manner has saved us from brutality, from private security, because we're still met with that issue every day, but the basic goals are on.
Tell me, in terms of the security situation at the university, what exactly is it like? I know you've got your campus security there, but are there police and private security companies on campus as well?
So we started deploying private security on Monday, just a handful of things. Then on Tuesday, I had a mass mobilization of students embarked on a hunger strike who brought their blankets and books to Solomon Mahlangu Concourse, which is a central space at Wits. We saw them bring in private security who are now armed, right? And it makes absolutely no sense for us because you find that the students are focusing with only books and blankets with them. And yet you have private security who is armed with batons and shields and, you know, things like that. Well, they're going to war, but students are unarmed. We're saying all we want is to be able to register, all we want is to be able to have a roof over our heads. And yet here you are dragging us by our feet, flinging us in the air and throwing our blankets and books at us.
There have been protests and disruptions on campus, which we know often turn violent, Sisanda. If the university is not allowed to have additional security on campus, how do university managers go about protecting people, particularly those who decide they don't want to be a part of your protests?
So what happened is that if we had protested in a violent manner, I would understand the justification of them having private security on campus. But the nature of our protest is, of our mobilization rather, is going around campus, singing on campus. When we meet in front of the students, we conscientize them on the reason why we're doing what we're doing, right? So just in letting the student body know that we're embarking on this hunger strike. And then you get to a point where you are sitting down on a blanket peacefully in the middle of Concord and you're opening a book and studying. And the campus community comes to you. I remember yesterday, there were four female students who were hurt by private security. One got her bra torn in half and her left breast was purple. That's the level of abuse that I'm speaking of on our campuses, and it's wrong. It's wrong to try and attack students. I mean, I myself as an SRC president have been threatened so many times by private security, telling me that, yes, you can protect your students on campus, but once you leave this space, you won't be safe anymore. Threatening to beat me up, threatening to slap, threatening to rape me. It's been a lot. So we're saying as student leaders, it's unjustifiable the level of violence and brutality that we're facing on campus.
What are your demands at this stage, Sisanda?
Our demands at this stage are allow students who have been admitted to the university to register. Allow students, or rather arrange for accommodation for your students. The university has started phasing out senior students from residences without warning, without notice. So those students have found themselves with their residential offers declined or rejected, and now they have to find alternative accommodation, and it's a mission for them. Students that do not have the money. Most of their bursaries only sponsor VIC residences. So students are stranded. We have a list of about 480 students. The university is only willing to provide about 160 beds, and there's a need of 580. So there's a disconnect in the figures there. And we're saying university is not necessarily our enemy. Let's join forces, speak to the government. There are buildings around Bloemfontein and the Parktown campuses that are unoccupied. Let us both engage those stakeholders. But we're seeing that there's a lack of will from the university management, because the same arrangement was made last year. But this is SSC was saying, please assist us, and they're not willing to come to the table.
All right. Sisanda, I wish we could have a longer conversation, and perhaps we should treat this as a preliminary one so that we can speak in a bit more detail, because the issues you've raised are certainly very important and they are not going to go away overnight. But thank you for your time, Sisanda Aluta Mbulekwa. Sure. She is the WITS SRC president.